Call the meeting order, salute the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And open the floor for public comment. Public comment?
Yeah, something.
Yes, John.
Down on John Street, Albany Avenue, they did a culvert, did a nice job. They built it up. The sidewalk there. Come up Albany Avenue and take a right on it. There's a bush there and there's a tree growing right out. You got to actually, kids and everybody got to walk out in the road or they're going to get a stick in the eye. I wonder if anybody can cut that back a little bit or...
Right here on the corner
right
by Stewart's.
John Street and Albany Avenue. All
right.
And the sidewalk, whose responsibility is that?
Sidewalks are...
Supposed to be the homeowners.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because the sod is, you know, you walk there, the sod sticks up about that high. People are tripping.
Now,
it goes all the way from there up down in front of the school. The sod is, if somebody just took a shovel and took that sod off, it would be at least walkable.
Going down John Street?
Going toward the school from Albany Avenue.
Okay.
You can see where it's a blacktop, it ain't concrete.
Is it next to that building that's falling down?
The garage.
From there to Albany Avenue and also from the other side of the school driveway down to Cooper's.
So
we have some concerns about
some concerns
about property maintenance on that property anyway, so we can also add that to the list of things.
Well, somebody's going to fall and get hurt.
Right. Well, then it's more than just property maintenance, it's a safety issue. But that's, the responsibility of the owner of the property, so we'll definitely make sure that they are aware.
Even that tree growing out, they got like a shrub there, but there's a tree growing out of the shrub that comes out in it, so if anybody makes that turn going to the post office, they actually got to walk out in traffic to get away from it.
Would that fall under code enforcement?
Yeah, it will. They need to be made aware of it, and if they aren't responsive, then we could take action and bill them for the cost.
I'm writing it down right now.
Mr. Hitchcock is our code enforcement guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a way to email him, Missy?
Yep, I wrote it down right now. I'm going to contact him in the morning.
He is aware of the property already for another reason, but
right.
I think it's...
I mean, Laura, you've got to see it.
But then the other side of GPS mm-hmm. driveway he's talking about,
yeah.
too.
I do.
Yeah.
All right. Liz, if you want to just email me or CC me on that.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Any more comment? Thanks, John, for letting us be aware of that. Next on the agenda, approve the minutes of the previous meetings.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approve the treasury report for July 2014.
I'll make a motion.
Have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next on the agenda is correspondence, and I have a correspondence. Okay. It's from the chair of the Village Nassau Youth Committee, Julie Ziller. The Village and Nassau Youth Committee would like to express their heartfelt thanks to all the people who helped to make this year's bike rodeo such a success. Nassau Village Police Officer Daniel Bunny, Nicholas Minuto, and Thomas Jones, supervisor of children, ensured their safety. Officer Dan Colano obtained helmets and gifts to give the riders, which were donated by the Brain Injury Association of New York State. One helmet was given to a child who needed it. Thank you to the village trustee. I've never seen this before.
Must be something new that they've implemented.
All right. I guess that's anybody else have any more?
I just wanted to make one mention. I don't know if anybody knows, but Father Anton's retiring from St. Mary's, and I just think that we should probably write up a proclamation for his many years of service here. So I think this is his last Saturday, and he's going to Florida.
But we won't be able to...
I mean, we can still get it to him. I mean, I'm sure, Francis Fairweather will have contact information, but I just think that would be nice.
I agree.
Okay. So if I draft up some language, send it around, you guys can
sign.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything else in the business? Anything for that? Open the floor for public comment again?
Yeah,
yes, John.
On your storm, your emergency storm thing going, anybody check the bridges to make sure that, like the last time, the bridges were backed up down here on 203, even though Lake the Village's responsibility? Does anybody check that, say like they said, this week there's supposed to be 6 inches of rain stuff? Does Tony or Jay or anybody go down here or look and see that bridge is open? And like the one over here, because that was the reason everybody got flooded out down below and the power station got flooded.
I know they do. They have done check them out before. I don't know if they did for this one or not.
I mean, it'd be like a nice standard procedure when they tell us we're going to get 6-8 inches of rain, mm-hmm. that they check this out so that if it needs to be cleaned up, it can be done before the storm,
mm-hmm.
before the damage is done or stuff like that.
Okay. Any other comments? Moving on to resolutions. One resolution is to increase the residential water rate by 2% effective with the October 2014 billing. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WP-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bond payment June 15, 2025.
I'll make a resolution.
Second?
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Second resolution to hire and set salary rate for CEO building inspector. I believe at the salary of $14,412 yearly. Any discussion on that?
One discussion I would like is I'd like to see timesheets. And I know we talked about this earlier, and the mayor wanted timesheets. So okay. Our treasurer provides timesheets. I know our animal control officer does not. The CEO did not. But moving forward with a new person, I think that everybody should track their time.
We had agreed.
I thought we had agreed,
yeah,
but
so.
I don't see it. But I think that needs to be relayed to this. He's a new person, and I haven't personally met him.
Have you already named the person, or was it to mm-hmm. name the actual they, person?
He was hired temporary yeah. last month, pending all his certifications. So
would you be named him, or just kind of like an announcement?
Yeah, we're going to, yeah, I mean, so the motion is to hire Kevin Hitchcock.
Which isn't, yeah.
For the CEO building inspector position at the salary of $14,412 a year.
Permanent position.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
He was just temporary, okay. The position.
Now, Charlie is in charge of him, right? So
Charlie is.
So Charlie will be back, or should we just, when?
I think an email needs to go to Charlie stating that, you know.
Make sure he makes him aware that,
along with his monthly log, maybe you can fill in the hours right there, somewhere put a column or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it easy.
I'll email Charlie.
Okay. All right, so is that the motion? Has there been?
Second.
Kevin Hitchcock.
Right.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next on the agenda is audit of bills. Bills number 58 through 98, the amount of $25,416.17 in the general fund and $4,410.70 in the water fund.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Bob, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion
carried. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.